Gary, a very, very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you feeling, firstly?
Sure, Howard. Thank you. I'm feeling all right. I've sort of just got the, suppose the remnants of the end of a bout of flu.
How bad?
A little bit of a stuffy nose. Yeah.
How bad was the flu? How bad was this for you?
It wasn't too bad. I think I've had worse. So it was achy muscles. Mainly achy muscles, bit of fever, bit of a sore throat, but nothing too severe. I mean, yeah, it wasn't terrible.
So what made you take further action? Because it sounds like something that, that you might get from time to time, especially after traveling. I know that, very often when I was doing a lot of traveling, you would get a lot of that. You would just feel a bit run down. You returned
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I suppose, well, in the back of my mind, I thought exactly that. It is just the end of we were away for almost a week and a half and end of a long trip. I don't know. There was just something in the back of my mind that just said to me, you know, maybe it's just, with all of what was going on, there was a huge amount. We were in the States and there was a lot of talk, and a lot of hysteria where we were. Sort of the days before we left. So it was very much, top of mind and very much topical and being discussed at every corner, you know, at every, at every turn. So I don't know, just in the back of my mind, I thought to myself, you know, there's a chance. So yeah.
So what did you do? You came back already feeling not great.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a temperature, so that was interesting. Yeah. I didn't have a temperature, but I did feel off. I definitely felt off. I didn't have a temperature because they came on the plane, and I must say the health department was pretty impressive. I mean, they came on the aeroplane, they took temperatures. They took temperatures again at passport control, so it was pretty well. I mean, I have to say, better than anywhere else in the world. So
incredible.
That didn't happen anywhere else. I mean, So it's something, you know, impressive from the South African government. And then on the way back, I called the doc and I just said, listen, I'm concerned. I'm concerned. He took my travel history. And at that time, I mean, we must go back a week though, you know, at that time it was again very different. I mean,
That is so interesting. Exactly. A week ago, Everything changes day by day and the knowledge we have today isn't knowledge that we had a week ago.
Correct. A week ago, the U.S. wasn't considered a high-risk country. So the advice was, okay, well, listen, just let's rather just stay away from everyone. See how you're feeling in the morning. And let's go from there. And anyway, I woke up in the morning and actually felt really grotty. And, went in and had the tests and, positive.
Incredible. Incredible. Yeah. How have you managed in terms of your own family, in terms of your kids? You've obviously had to keep away from everybody.
So it's been interesting. So we've sort of, my study is my sort of isolation room.
Right.
And I commandeered my daughter's bedroom, so because they right next to each other.
Right,
so
makes sense.
My total distance outside of these two rooms is basically 1 meter to go between them, I remain in the study the whole day and sleep in the bedroom at night, and that's my day.
Wow. That can't be easy. I mean, that's got to be challenging mentally to have to do that.
Yeah, it's not, hasn't been great, but I just suppose it is what it is. It's just nothing I can do about it.
And how do you know? Carry on.
Yeah, no, people have been amazing. I mean, overall general, you know, outpouring of support and help and whatever anyone, a lot of offering in the community, whatever, you know, so just to be able to, I suppose technology's made a huge difference to be able to stay in contact with everyone is a big win. Yeah.
And how will you know when you clear? Do you have to have another test to know that your viral load is low enough
Yeah. So I have a daily call with the NRCD. We have a daily call whereby they check in every day as to symptoms of myself as well as the rest of the family, if there are any potential symptoms showing up. So, I think so we're basically, I think today, either in day 7 or 8, I'm not exactly sure, but we're going to get to day 14. And then towards the end of it, they'll do some further testing, my understanding is. And I think we'll have to come back negative in 2 tests or something. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's something along those lines, yeah.
And is your family in isolation as well?
So they're in, I sort of call myself in isolation, and they're in, yeah, they're in quarantine. So
they're in quarantine. You're in isolation.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
That makes
sense. Yeah. Exactly.
So not easy for anybody really, and especially because, you know, you've got to keep separate within your own home.
Tough on the kids. It's not great for the kids. I think it's very, very difficult for them, but they've been good, and we just got to get through it.
Absolutely. So your advice to people, because I think that's your story is an incredible one in the sense that your actions, no matter how, you know, what was in the back of your mind, front of the mind, whatever, you were very, very, very careful, which was incredible because it limited any spread that could have taken place by you coming back to South Africa. What's your advice to people as somebody who went through that, even though, and I find this the most interesting part of it, is we've all got this brain that says to us, no, I'm sure I'm fine, and I'm overreacting, and I'm sure I'm not okay. Yeah. And but somehow, you know, and we don't want to be that person that's running off for tests, but actually you had it. So how do you discipline your brain to say, no, this is what I need to do to be responsible?
Well, I think likewise with regard to the fact of, the change of the whole social fabric now that's changed with the president last night and everyone, I think it's going to be a lot easier.
Right.
That the host of the social aspect has become easier because things are closed and so on. So again, I think just in the space of a week, it's going to be easier.
Yeah.
You've got to take the high road here. What are the odds? What are the odds? But I suppose, it's beyond that. From what I understand, it's not so easy to get tested. You've got to show symptoms now as well. So don't be afraid. I suppose it is what it is. It's the flu. It's not, I've had one or two, you know, questions, you know, did you think you were going to die? I certainly haven't had any of those feelings whatsoever.
Right.
It hasn't, I haven't had any concerns from a health perspective, like, you know, am I going to be all right? Definitely be comfortable that it's, just the flu.
Right. Absolutely.
And I suppose one just has to get ahead of it.
And well done to you for your responsible behavior. And of course, we wish you a full and speedy recovery.
Thanks, Howard. And
please
thanks
God,
to
your family will all be great and everybody will be good.